pastor's message on heaven today, which is, by the way, why we did heavenly pie first for you. Kind of catching a theme going. The song is called Home by Chris Tomlin. And it talks about how this world is it's not what it's meant to be. We've got all this pain and all this suffering. Of course, we know there's a better place in heaven. But remember Jesus in his prayer that we just prayed. It says, on earth as it is in heaven, right? So we need to call heaven down to earth. You guys see this amazing thing I have up here as your reminder. We're coming up on that. It's only like 2 weeks away. And there's still room for both men and women. The women's walk is the week after. Men's is the first in November. One of the Emmaus team, we get together for multiple weeks or hours at a time, review all the talks and do everything. It's a big commitment. And one of the team members, his name is Rob Newcomer. Rob does like a Family Feud type of thing at restaurants. He used to do this at the back door. And used to because when he walked out of the back door, it's a bar, for those who don't know. He got his check, walked up his car, and somebody hit him from behind, knocked him out. Now I got to tell you about Rob. He's kind of like Scott, all right? He's a big boy, right? So obviously somebody had to get him from the back, but it totally knocked him out. And it ended up in just that knockout part of it with him turning around and falling, whatever, he ends up messing up his Achilles tendon. He was literally black and blue and had a cracked tooth. It looked like somebody took like a 2x4 and smacked him. Had a detached retina. This is pretty wicked stuff, guys, right? So this happened on Thursday night, but I didn't find out till Tuesday. So on Tuesday, I called his wife. I actually, via Facebook message, got in contact with his wife. I said, I need to come pray for him. So I went over and visited Rob, and Rob was sitting there on a couch, and his leg stretched out, you know, in a boot. By the way, I got more to talk to you about that, right? We're going to see more of that. But he's in the boot, and the most amazing thing, Rob was telling me about this, about what happened, you know, just what I described to you, how he's hit from behind and the like. And no witnesses, nobody has a clue who did this. But the first thing he said to me, he said, Greg, you'd be surprised how much anger I get as a reaction from people when I tell this about what happened. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they say, oh, I'm going to get that guy. Boy, if we catch that guy. You know, there's revenge, right? But bless Rob. Bless God, Rob. Rob says, I'm going to heal. He's a gentle giant. I'm going to heal. He said, we need to pray for this guy. I thought, wow. So he's got his boot. He's sitting there with the boot, and I said, man, you got any pain down in there with his Achilles? Oh, he said, oh, yeah, it hurts. I said, okay. So I laid hands on it, and we spoke the prayer, you know, be made whole in the name of Jesus. I said, all right, what's going on with the pain? And he said, I'm not feeling anything. So he pulls up his knee and kind of moves around, and then he takes his boot off, and then he stands up, and he looks over at me, and his eyes are real big. He said, there's no pain. I said, awesome. That's what God does. So I said, walk around a little bit. So he walks around a little. I said, go over to the steps. For those who've ever hit anything with their Achilles tendon, you know that's a big one, right? Go to the steps. So he takes a step, his first step, and he goes, oh, hold on. So I walked over. I put my hand on that Achilles tendon again and said, I commanded that to be made whole in the name of Jesus. I take another step. I said, I still have a little bit of pain. I hit it again. He went all the way up the steps, came all the way down the steps, gave me a big bear hug, all right? God healed that right then and there. It was amazing. I haven't seen one like that in a little while. Just boom, snap, go. And that's because he has a gentle heart. He has a heart of faith and love. His faith made him whole with that, right? So remember, he's black and blue on his face, right? And it's still swelled. Even from Thursday night, it's still swelled. So I said, Rob, let me pray for your face. So I put my hand on his face. And I commanded that swelling and that to go down. And I felt it physically go down. I took my hand off and I looked and I did it again. I said, go over to the mirror. So he goes over to the mirror. And he comes back with a big grin on his face and gives me another bear hug. All right? Because he saw the swelling go down. We saw him on Saturday, yesterday, at the Emmaus gathering. You can't hardly tell any black and blue anything with it. He's walking around great. It's just, God is good. But that same victory is for every one of you, for every ailment. And Doug, we're going to pray again, brother. We're going to pray again. We're going to see the full victory for you on that. In the back corner too, Jan, we're going to pray too for you, sweetheart. This pain you're enduring is not of God. You know that. It's got to go. All right? It's just got to go. Let's go home.
All this pain, all this suffering, there's a better place waiting for me in heaven.
Every tear will be wiped away, every sorrow and sin erased. We'll dance on seas of amazing. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home. Where every fear is gone. I'm living in your open arms. Where I belong. Home. Lay down your burden. The streets are golden, every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go home, where every fear is gone. I'm in your open arms, where I belong. Blinded eyes will finally see, the dead will rise on the shores of. The streets are golden, every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go.